Juanita de Villiers, thanks for talking to us. A shock development last night when you were voted off Dancing with the Stars. Were you prepared for that?
No, not at all. But I understand how it works, and I understand if you don't have enough votes, that's the end of your road. But I had such an amazing journey and such an amazing learning curve in personality and in person, but also physical. So that was beautiful.
Do you know, the judges' scores were pretty high. Their comments were good for you. Does that give you a false sense of reality?
I'm sorry, just repeat that, sorry.
Sorry. The judges' comments were really good, and the scoring was high last night. Does that give you a false sense of reality? I mean...
yes and no. Look, I knew that the votes are also for citizens. So if I've done what I could with the dancing and the judges give their mark, the rest was up to the audience. So you are prepared, but you're not prepared. That makes sense.
Yes, of course.
So you hope you've done your best and done everything you could, and then hopefully the people will love what you do. And if it's not, it's okay, also okay.
Look, you're very well known for your roles on the big screen. Were you ever a dancer before actually starting the show?
I've done a little bit ballet at school and so forth, but never professionally. Did you ask, will I ever play in a dance?
No, I asked.
Mine is just so bad.
Sorry, I said you're known for your roles on the big screen. You're an actress.
Yes,
could you dance professionally before that?
Oh, before that? No, I don't think so. I think I really just love dancing overall, and it makes me happy. And that's why I think enjoy this journey so much. But I don't think I would be ever a professional dancer. I also think dancers, they can dance for a while and then they must start teaching, and I'm not a teacher. So that's why I'm so glad I had Joan, because he's a wonderful dancer and a wonderful teacher.
Right.
So, yeah.
Do you know, you make it look so effortless, and these dancers make it look so effortless each week. But how much work actually goes into a single routine?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of work going in, and you must remember, it's not just your body, it's a emotional journey also, so you must keep your body strong, and you must really work hard on your technique and everything, and then you must let go of all of that and let the story and emotions come. So the hard work is definitely during the week, and we work 7 to 8 hours every single day. But I think it's all awesome if people could see that. In my dancing, and like I said, thanks. I'm so thankful for Joanne. You were such an amazing teacher and partner to pull me through this every week.
So now that you're out, who do you think could stand a chance to actually walk away with the prize?
I might say, I hope it's Connell, but I think maybe Shankar. just because he's such an amazing entertainer, I won't be surprised if he gets to the end. And that's
on sympathy. On sympathy.
And well, not on sympathy, but because he's such an amazing entertainer, and everyone could see that, and the people love him. I love him. Yeah, but I hope Connell looks great every week. And I hope for his sake he walks away with it.
Great. And where to from here for you? What are you currently working on?
Yes. Oh, I have 2 TV movies coming up. I'm shooting in May and June. So I'm so excited for that. And then hopefully a little bit of a theatre later this year. So yeah, going in straight into back to my life and my reality. So...
Well, good luck with that. We were sad to see you go, but onward and upward.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for this interview. I appreciate it.
No problem. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.